So we can move on to our next meeting. All right, is everybody ready? 6:30. Okay, so good evening again. Welcome to the Derry Township Board of Supervisors public hearing on Tuesday, March 25th, 2025. It is 6:30, and this meeting is called to order. And Mr. Jackson, if you wouldn't mind taking the roll call again, just for the record.
Supervisor Zmuda.
Here.
Supervisor Giovanello.
Here.
And Supervisor Nutt.
Here.
We have three present.
All right, seeing as we have a quorum, we'll proceed with the business at hand this evening, which is the public hearing regarding conditional use application number 2025-02 as filed by Joseph and Angelina Manzella regarding establishing a short-term rental use on the property located at 564 West Caracas Avenue. And Mr. Armstrong, if you want to get us started on the hearing, please.
Sure. With that, I think we can open the public hearing pursuant to the MPC and the zoning ordinance of Derry Township. So the public hearing is open. This is an application for a short-term rental for the property located at 564 West Caracas Avenue, parcel number 24-013-059. It's located within the Hershey Mixed Use Downtown Core 09.3 overlay. Pursuant to the MPC and the zoning ordinance, this hearing has been advertised pursuant to public notice. I do see two individuals in the audience. Are you the applicants, Joseph and Angelina Manzella?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah, eventually we'll have you. Before I hand it over to you, I'm going to mark some exhibits for purposes of the hearing this evening. What we'll mark as Township 1 is a copy of the January 30th, 2025 conditional use application of the applicant. What we'll mark as Township 2 is a copy of the proof of publication of this evening's hearing. What we'll mark as Township 3 is a copy of the list of abutting property owners that received written notice of this evening's hearing. What we'll mark as Township 4 are two photographs indicating that the property was properly posted pursuant to the MPC. And what we'll mark as Township 5 is a copy of the notice of public hearing. I do see that the applicant is here this evening. Do you have any objections to Townships 1 through 5? Okay, seeing no objections, they'll be entered into the record. I also see that there's no one else in the audience this evening, but I'll still ask the question, is there anyone here that requests party status in this application other than the applicant? Seeing none, let the record reflect no one has requested party status other than the applicant in this case. So as indicated, this is an application for a short-term rental in accordance with the Derry Township Zoning Ordinance. Are there any questions or comments from the board for me at this point? Seeing none, Chuck, do you have any comments?
Just a little background. This home was built in 1956. According to tax records, it's a 1,640 square foot, three bedroom, single family dwelling. With the last case, the ordinance requires two parking spaces for the first bedroom and one parking space for each additional bedroom, so four total parking spaces are required. Additionally, the ordinance allows two adults or two persons over the age of three per bedroom, so this can be this could be occupied by a maximum of six people.
Thank you, Chuck. With nothing else from the board at this point, what we're going to ask you to do, who's going to be providing testimony? So what we'll do is, why don't we swear you both in just in case one of you, if both of you end up talking? No?
Okay.
All right, well, I think she's telling us it's just going to be you. So I'll just ask that you get sworn in, and then once you're sworn in, you can provide your testimony, and she'll swear you in. Good.
Yep. We're good. What do I?
Just explain to the board what you're proposing, describe the property, how you plan on using it, if there's anything specific that you want the board to be aware of with respect to your application. This is your opportunity to present your application to the Board of Supervisors.
All right, it's just going to be a short-term rental. It's a three-bedroom, one-and-a-half bath, located next to three hotels. Figured it'd be an ideal location for it. It's out of the way, but it's close enough to town where people would be convenient for most renters, short-term. It's an opportunity, but as far as everything goes, I mean, I think it's ideal location for something like that. And it basically, we would vet all the tenants and or short-term tenants. They would all be families. That's what we would go for. Our goal is not to have to really be strict on who we're vetting to. We're not just going to let anybody rent. So,
okay. Do the board members have any questions?
Yeah. Well, my usual question: who's your maintenance company? Who's going to be taking care of the property?
As of right now, us.
And you live how far away from
me? We live in Campbelltown.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so that's close.
Yeah. But eventually, we want to make it more hands off. So we probably look for a cleaning firm right next, close to the property. But as of right now, we're going to be handling it.
Okay. Well, there are maintenance companies that take care of mm-hmm. these things. So that's what I would suggest.
Yeah.
We
have rental. We have rental properties. We also have Harrisburg Property Manager that handles that.
There you go.
So, but they don't do short term yet.
It's coming. I'm sure.
Is this your first short-term rental in Derry Township?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Overall, period.
Oh, overall. Yeah. Okay. So your other rentals are outside of Derry and are not short-term.
Yeah,
they're long-term rentals. Okay.
12 to 18 months.
Okay. So you're looking to do like Airbnb style weekends and stuff in the park?
Well, minimum 3-day rent.
Okay.
So it's minimum going to have 3 days. Hopefully it's people want to come with their family and it's five to 6 days because that'll be the less wear and tear. More steady, mm-hmm. better quality tenants. You don't want the one night people, so that's why we're doing minimum 3 to 4 days.
And Chuck, the garage counts as parking places.
That's correct.
Okay.
I think in my suggested conditions, I do note that the garage must remain open and available for the tenants.
Yeah.
So I would ask that be included in any decision.
This may be nitpicking, Pat, but could we make it open and available to tenants for solely for parking purposes only? Because open and available to tenants would be, okay. I just know how busy with the Italian Lodge, the hotels, that hairdresser next door. Like, if we let people start parking on the street, it's just kind of get out of control, so.
No.
You'd be agreeable to that condition?
Yes.
Okay. And you're aware, your testimony is that you have enough for four parking spaces,
yes.
two in the driveway, two in the garage.
Yes.
And you understand that you can't have more than six occupants on the
place? Yes.
Okay. And your intent is to rent it for a minimum of 3 days?
Minimum of 3 nights, yeah.
No more than?
Six.
No more than 6 days?
Yeah. Well, I mean, I guess they can go up to 2 weeks, I mean, if they want to rent it. But it would be a minimum of 3 days.
Okay.
Every situation would be different.
If you'd have a condition, then no more than 30 days, would that be agreeable?
Yes.
And you said the neighboring properties consist of at least three hotels?
Well, there's the one they're building, one right next, right behind the Italian Lodge, and then right behind the Staples, there's a hotel, too.
Okay. Are you familiar with the zoning ordinance?
So far, yeah. But
and are you planning on complying with all the requirements set
yes.
forth in the zoning
yes.
ordinance? I do have one specific question. The distance, it looks like it's pretty close.
By 1 inch.
Wow, really, that close?
Who did the measure?
Shot when you came out.
Okay.
I will testify that I measured 25.17 inches.
Okay.
Or, I'm sorry, 25 feet, 0.17.
Okay. And it's your testimony that you comply with all the requirements
yes.
in the zoning ordinance, or you will comply?
We will. The other question I have is, it also said that we're allowed to build, or not build, put paving for two more spots. If need be.
Two more parking spots?
Or it was like 500 some square feet.
If I can, Now we're talking about the stormwater ordinance and how much impervious area can be put down prior to having to do stormwater management control. Probably not a subject for this hearing.
Okay.
Are you, as part of this application, are you proposing any additional improvements on the property?
No.
No fences?
No.
No additional impervious impervious services?
No.
No additions to the home?
No.
Okay.
I mean, we are getting a new roof.
The neighboring property submit comment?
But not in addition.
No additions.
And you're agreeable to pulling and securing any and all permits required with any improvements that you do to the property?
Yes.
Okay. And you currently reside, you said, in Campbelltown?
Yes.
At 195 Fox Road, Palmyra? Mm-hmm. Okay.
Just out of curiosity, have you spoken to the neighbors at 556 and then Franco?
Yeah.
Okay.
He came over and talked to me, and he was thankful because we actually had it rented, like, available for rent, and we couldn't get it rented because we never lowered the rent. And I told him he can thank me because I didn't want to just lower the rent.
Thank you.
Anybody in there.
Right.
So he's very grateful.
Okay.
You know, and we have a good relationship.
Good. Okay.
I
don't have anything else. Yeah, I don't have anything else.
And also, if anyone has an issue, I have a pizza shop in Palmyra, so I'm always accessible. So.
Which one?
Not like
what's your pizza shop?
Bartolo's Pizza.
Oh, nice.
Good. Chuck, do you have anything else?
I hear Bartolo's is very good.
I have nothing.
32 years now.
Wow.
In this That's location. Cool. 15 in Lititz beforehand.
Wow.
So.
Good. That's great.
But yeah, we'll do what we have. Yeah. Okay. Anything you guys say, we'll do them.
Okay. So if there's nothing else, this board has 45 days to issue a written decision, unless they were to issue a verbal one this evening. But I suspect you'll definitely get a written decision within 45 days. Okay. Anything else?
No, that's everything.
With that, we can close the public hearing. Public hearing is closed.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.